Okay, what page do you have?
60 over 105.
Huh?
It's the Lamed, 60 over 105, 5 lines down. Al Zeh Mamish.
Yeah, but I might not. You're talking about the new Tanyas or the old Tanyas?
Yeah, we had the new Tanya last week.
I know, the new Tanyas. But, okay, in the old Tanyas, it's 60 on top. So it's probably one page off at the bottom.
No, it's 60 on this
one. Yeah, but top is the same. 105 at the bottom. 60
on the top,
105 at the bottom. It might be 104 in the other ones, or 103, whatever. Okay. So he says like this. A person sins, they have the ability to control themselves. Even the woman who commits adultery has the ability to control her temptations. And he says a person needs to understand, if every sin is idol worshipping, and every sin tears you away from Hashem, and for death you're willing to give up your life. 60 on top.
How many lines did you say?
Five lines in the top. Well, V'yaisim one. Okay. So he says, a person, no matter what the Aveda is, it could be the smallest Aveda, the easiest, the lightest Aveda, is mamish as bad as Aveda Zara. And he says, you're even worse than the evil itself. Okay? And he says, you lower me, call advarim and ishpoim, mi mana ba'ilamazeh, from all the things of klipa. No, it's the taxi for that lady. All the things that get sustained from evil, which are behemoths, tomatoes, the trade for animals, v'chayis, v'efes, tomatoes, the trade for beasts and birds, the shkotzim, the moshim, and the bugs and the creepy things. Like the Gemara says, k'mayim yitush kodomach, that even a yitush, even the gnat or mosquito, depends whichever way you translate it, is greater than the Jew, than the person. The Gemara says like this. Gemara in Sanhedrin says two opposite opinions. We know that Adam and Isha was created the last. From all the creations in the world, Adam and Isha was created last. So the Gemara says, why was Adam and Isha created last? There's two opposite answers. One answer in the Gemara is, Sheyei akol mukhan l'sa'udah. Everything should be ready. In other words, you don't bring a king into an empty room and then start making the food. When all the food is done, ready to serve, that's when you bring the king in. You don't bring a king to an empty lot and build the palace. When the palace is built already, that's when you bring the king into the palace. So one answer the Gemara says is, Hashem said, you know what? Let's finish the palace. Let's create the world. When it's all done with everything, all the furniture in it, then we'll bring Adam into the world. And then another Gemara says, the same Gemara says a different answer. The Gemara says that in case a person will become haughty, Hashem will tell the person, why do you think you're so great? Even the Yitush, even this bug called the Yitush, and we'll see what the evil of the Yitush is greater than you because it's before you. Meaning, what's the evil of a Yitush? The Gemara says, now Tereb brings it here. Shemachnes ve'ena meitzi. It is the only creature in the world that doesn't give out, not even waste. To use the language, it doesn't even go to the bathroom. In other words, it's so taking in such a level of selfishness, of evil, it doesn't even give out, not even waste it doesn't give out.
Correct,
correct. But that's what the din is. Even the Yitush, which Hashem created in a way that's machnas veina meitzi, is still greater than you. Why? Because the Yitush was created like that, and the person was created with free choice to be good. So l'cha'eda, there seems to be a contradiction here. Is the person the king, or is the person the bug? Which one is he? Or, you have the same thing. Why is the person called Adam? Because he came from the Adama, from the ground. And the Shalach HaKadosh writes, why is he called Adam? Because Adama Le'elyon is similar to God. Are we the dirt? Are we dirt or are we similar to God? And both reasons are true. So this is what the Alter Rebbe basically is explaining here. We could be the greatest and we could be the lowest. A person who sins, even the lightest, smallest sin, which is considered like Avodah Zarah Mamish, as Alter Rebbe explained, because every sin that you do is going against Hashem. It's Mamish going against Hashem in front of his face. So then the person who sins is even lower than the bug. He's even lower than the lowest of the low. And he says, Af Yitush, Shemachnes Veinam Meitz, which takes in and doesn't give out anything. She klipa yeset tachteinu, which is the lowest of all klipa. V'rechayka mepinin zach kedusha, and is so distant from kedusha. Hamashpes betachlis harichuk, which is sustains in abundance. And this bug is mamish the opposite. Kedemis liisha chayta, comes before, meaning it's higher than the sinner. From the will of Hashem. In other words, the lowest of all creatures that Hashem made, and not the Yitush's fault, is that it's the lowest of creatures. A person who sins is even lower than that. And definitely, he's worse. Sharbali chayim atmeim, he's worse than all the other non-kosher animals. Afilu chayis rois, and he's worse even than the wild beasts. And Alter Rebbe says a phenomenal thing. Shakulam eina mishanim tafkidam. None of the evil beast, a lion or a tiger, when they rip something apart, they are not changing their mission, what God gave them to do. Upgudasa yizbarich, and Hashem's command, shamra rucham, is what guides them. And he says, afa gav de'ilichaz, even though the animals don't understand that, but their mazel sees it. Meaning like this. Even animals that sin, they don't really sin, because they don't have free choice. An animal that will destroy something is greater than a person who does an Aveda. Why? Because the animal is not going against Hashem, and the person who sins is. And if you think about it, like we said last time, even the Yetzer Hara was given a job by Hashem to get a person to sin. So when the Yetzer Hara convinces the Jew to sin, it's doing exactly what Hashem gave him to do. So even the wild beasts don't change. And like the Pasuk says, Ukumesh Yerkosuv, Umeirachem Vechitchem Yiyal Kol Chayas Oretz, that your fear of humans, that Hashem told Adam and Ishin and Noach, the fear of you will be on all animals of the earth, like the Chazal explains, Shein Chayero Meshalos Ba'adam, an evil beast. The Torah says like this, by nature, the fear of man is on all animals. It says, Shein Elim Kain, like the Gemara says, a wild animal cannot hurt a person, Elim Kain Nidma Laka Behem, unless the animal looks at the person who acts like an animal. In other words, like this. Let's see a few more lines and I'll explain this. Ba'tzadikim, shein tzelem alukim mistalim mi'al p'neihem, and a tzadik, who has the image of God on his face. Kol chay esroes iskafin kamayu, all the wild beasts subjugate themselves and lower themselves to the person. The pasuk says like this. The fear of Hashem will be on all, the fear of man will be on all the beasts of the world. Why? The pasuk in Bereishis continues, "Ki betzalom lakim baras adam," because he created the person in the image of Hashem. So the Zohar says, a person actually has God's image on his forehead. When an animal looks at a tzaddik who has this image of Hashem on his forehead, the animal by nature instinctively is afraid of the person. Because Hashem said clearly, animals will fear people because you are created in the Tzelem Eloki. When a Jew has the Tzelem Eloki, the image of God on his forehead, all the animals will become fearful. When a person sins, this image of Hashem disappears. So when the animal looks at the person, all they see is another animal, and therefore they will attack him. What?
In regards to people not accomplishing what, you know, they're told to do, if they're tzaddikim, then that's true, but if they're benonim, then they're...
They don't sin, so the image of Hashem still is on their face.
But what if from a shame, like...
That's what...
That's their tefkid, to overcome their nisayon, and you have to fail a few times to know...
Yeah, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik has to fall seven times to get up. But the falling doesn't have to be necessarily in a way that they sinned. If a tzadik does good instead of better, did they sin?
No.
No. On their level, they sinned. They fell.
Is a sin.
On their level, it's a sin. They didn't go against the Torah. They didn't go against the Torah.
So they didn't go against the Shem. So they're not lower than the Yitush.
Is 98 a bad mark?
No, it's very good mark.
Okay. But if the person should have gotten 100, is 98 a good mark?
If they did their best, then why was
it? No, obviously they didn't do the best, because if they did their best, they would have gotten 100. They didn't get 100 because they didn't do their best. I said they should have gotten 100 means they could get 100 if they did their best. But they were 2% lazy. So they got a 98. Okay? Now, is it a bad grade?
No.
No. For them, is it a bad grade?
No. Yes, fine.
On the report card, it's not going to matter. Okay? Most of the time. Okay? But on the individual level of the person...
They were capable.
And that, on their level, they failed. A person, a kid, that can only get a 70 on the test. That's all they're able to do. Okay? And they get a 70. Now, if somebody's going to ask you a question, what's a better grade, 98 or 70? Of course, every person's going to tell you a 98 is a better grade.
But not for someone who doesn't.
But on a personal level... Between them and Hashem, not in the report card, between them and Hashem, the 70 is 100%, and the 98 is a failure. I mean, halavai, we should have those failures. But on that level, it's a failure. So the Altareb is saying over here like this, a person who sins is worse than the animals, because the animals don't sin. They do exactly what they're programmed to do by Hashem. A person who sins actually becomes a behemoth. And the Tzelem Eloki, this godly image on their face, leaves. And therefore he says, K'meshu kosev b'zeh gabit Daniel b'gayv ha'royis. Everybody knows the story, Daniel and the lion's den, yeah? Everybody makes the miracle of Daniel that even though Nebuchadnezzar didn't feed the lions for days, and they were starving hungry, and Daniel went into the, he threw Daniel into, and nothing happened to him. It's a miracle. There's a lot of kids. Arach Chaim HaKadosh did with his bris. We'll get there in a second. But the Zohar says it wasn't a miracle with Daniel and the lions then. It was natural. Daniel was a tzaddik. The image of Hashem was on his face. The Torah promises by nature the animals will be afraid of people. Daniel was when the lions saw Daniel, they saw God, godly image. So they didn't do anything. They bowed to his feet, whatever. When a person loses that Tzelem Eloki, so then what happens is the animal sees another animal, so you just like him, so they attack him.
In Sequoia, there was a bear that there was children sleeping in sleeping bags. It opened the sleeping bags to put the food and must have been touched the food.
The kids didn't look that good. There's this famous story with Arach Chaim HaKadosh that he had to travel somewhere, and he was going to those days traveling through the deserts and the forest. You know, it was dangerous traveling. He went with a caravan on the condition that the caravan doesn't travel on Shabbos. That was the condition he made up. And they promised him they're not going to travel on Shabbos. Well, they ran behind schedule, And the caravan director said, we're going to go on Shabbos anyway. He said, you promised we're not traveling on Shabbos. He said, tough luck. We're behind schedule. We have to go. The Rechaim stayed alone. Everybody left and the Rechaim stayed alone. A little while later, as in the big Gedaliah Gumper song, some hungry lions came roaring around his tent. The lion came to his tent. So it says, the way the story goes, the Rechaim showed him his bris, and the lion bent down and protected the Rechaim for the entire Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos was over, the lion crouched down as if to say, get up on me, you know, I'll give you a ride. And the lion took the Rechaim and he caught up to the rest of the caravan. This is not a miracle story. This is stories because tzaddikim, as the Zohar says, they have the Tzelem Aleki. So therefore, a person that loses that Tzelem Aleki is not only as bad as an animal, but they're even worse than the animal. What?
So, can they lose the Tzelem Aleki if they sin b'shogeg? Or does that have to be b'mezid?
Listen, the technicalities of this, you'll ask God how it works.
Just don't go in front of any animals.
You can get... No, the animals are going to run away. He could do tshuva, you can get it back. It's not once you do an aveir, you lose it permanently. A person could do tshuva and the sin is undone. I mean, it's not... but the point, what Al Rebbe's point is, a person needs to understand, in Perek Chav Gimel, Al Rebbe said, what a person accomplishes when he does a mitzvah, the way he becomes one with Hashem, mamash, either the limb of Hashem or one with Hashem. In Chav Dalad, Al Rebbe is explaining what happens when a person sins, how low they get. And therefore, in Chav Hei, Al Rebbe is going to say, if a person understands how great they become when they do mitzvahs and how low they become when they do avedas, it's very easy for a person not to come to sin. That's what he's leading up to that point of Chav Hei, of the... Then the person could serve Hashem very easily. But the whole question that Dr. Rebbe is going to say, so, but why does a person sin then? Because of Ruach Shtus. The foolish spirit that convinces the person, you're not worse than an animal, you're still a religious Jew, you're still a good person, you're still great and holy and da da da. Now, why does Hashem allow a person to sin? If it's so bad, and God loves us, so He says that He loves us. Sometimes He hugs us too tight, I think, that it hurts. But the bottom line is, if God loves us, why does He allow us to sin? After the fact, is because Hashem wants us to do tshuva and reach a level that we couldn't have if we didn't sin.
So we should try to sin.
No, that's why the Alter Rebbe says Echtav Ashuv doesn't work.
But if you keep falling off the wagon, and you know, it's every time. I mean, you, obviously, then your tshuva hasn't been good enough.
I want to tell you something. I confess my sins. I do listen to the radio. There was a high school coach in football who just died. No, sorry, he's retiring at 89. You know, football coaches—that's tough stuff. Okay? And, you know, everything Yerav Al Shem Tov says is a lesson in life. I don't know how many of you know what football is. Not touch football, tackle football, okay? The guy said he was a coach for 63 years. Okay? He's at 89, he decided to retire. He said what he learned from the game of football is the lesson of life. You're knocked down. They tackle you, you get up. You're going to be tackled again, you get up again. As many times as they tackle you, you keep getting up. If you think about it, it's a remarkable concept. You read the Tzarech Aliyah. He's right. I mean, that's what the whole inyan of nisyanis and tests and challenges and difficulties and all that is because Hashem says, you're knocked down, get up and get going.
Some of them get hurt and can't get up.
Sometimes chas v'sholom, the person sins to such an extent they can't get up. But Torah says, even then you can get up. Even when Hashem says he can't do tshuva, you can still do tshuva. So that in Torah doesn't exist. But the concept of ups and downs, and a person when they get down, you know, they get depressed. The Torah says, get up. In fact, that's what Chavav talks about. But you get knocked down, realize this is what life is all about. You're going to get knocked down, and you're going to get up, and you should know, in the next play, you're going to get knocked down again. And the quicker you get up, and the quicker you move on, the better off you are.
There was a video today about being part of the Rebbe's story, and one guy said that he was got cuffed, they never put on tefillin, he didn't keep Shabbos, Michal Shabbos, and he said, please mention me to the Rebbe, because I'm a prisoner, because a prisoner can't redeem themselves, so he's considering himself like a prisoner because he can't get out of it, only the Rebbe could take him out. So where's the tshuva?
Oh,
yeah, I've sent it to you. So if it's, you're supposed to tshuva on your own, what does that hold to do?
There is a rule, Ein Chovesh Matir Asatzmi. A prisoner cannot redeem himself. But, even when in this last week's Living Torah, the Rebbe said that we don't go Tzadik B'Menosi Yechya, we don't go that the Tzadik does everything for you, you need to do it yourself, but, if you're trying yourself, and it doesn't go, so then the Rebbe will come and take you out. Remember, I mentioned the story. It's a remarkable guy. This guy in Eretz Yisrael told the Rebbe. He's really Ger Chosid. He became told the Rebbe. He's very close with Chabad. So he said, after Gimel Talmud, he said it many times already, but he said that by Breslev, they're very long payers. Rebbe Nachum Breslev said they should have long payers. Why? In case they end up in Gehenna, in hell, and they scream, Rebbe, help, or come with the payers and pull them out. So, there's a Breslover in Gehenna, and he screams, Rebbe, help, and the Rebbe comes out. A Chabadnik ends up in Gehenna, and he screams, Rebbe, help, and it's a Meirin de Kavart. He says, Rebbe, help. The Rebbe gives him $1 and says, Bracha Vatzlacha. In other words,
yeah,
the Rebbe says, you're there,
yeah,
you're down, and out, in hell, in Gehenna, do what you need to do there. In other words, serve Hashem even in the time you're down. Now, the Rebbe says, the Gemara has an expression, Abola Tayer, Messiah Naisi. If somebody comes to purify themselves, Hashem helps them. And the Rebbe says, it doesn't say in the Gemara, one who purifies themselves, Hashem helps. Habola Tayer. They're just coming to purify themselves. They didn't even purify themselves yet. They're just coming to purify themselves. Hashem already helps you. When a person wants to get out of the rut and they can't do it themselves, then the Rebbe gives you the strength to get out of the rut. Okay, so there's no such thing that a person in Torah gets knocked down in a way that they can't get up. They could get up. Sometimes, you know, I don't know, you guys don't know, so I don't know if what you know of sports, but in a, there's, it's called, in the sports they have trainers. Trainers are the doctors on the field. Okay, when a guy gets hurt, the trainer comes and helps to see what's wrong with the leg. Okay, you guys don't know. Okay, you're a bunch of illiterates. But if they're educating you, she, it's not to play
know.
Sports.
Do
okay,
know.
You don't
know.
Okay.
Do know.
Okay, I'm sorry, I take it back. You're intellectuals. But sometimes, no, you see, sometimes a player just gets up himself. Sometimes he can't get up himself. So they help him, you know, they help him up and they walk him off the field. Sometimes they take him off the field with a stretcher. But you know what? He still got up and went. He's not on the field anymore. He's not down. So sometimes you can get up on your own. Sometimes you need a little help. Sometimes you need a lot of help. It's the same concept. The neshama of every Jew, okay, is we're not, you know, the famous story, we're not written letters, we're engraved letters, yeah? So, what did Fidei Gabbai said? The letter can never rub out. If it's engraved letter, it can never rub out. Mm-hmm. It can get covered with dust. Yeah? Sometimes, if something is dusty, you go, and the dust is cleared. Sometimes you need to take this, sometimes you need a shmata, sometimes you need a bulldozer. It's buried so deeply, How do you get gold, diamonds, and all that? The last also living Torah. You need oxygen. But the bottom line is, the Rebbe is the oxygen. But sometimes to dig and to find the diamond, you can't just blow away the dirt and find the diamond. Sometimes a person, the Yiddishkeit is so deeply buried within the person, it's there, but it's so deeply buried, sometimes you need a shovel, sometimes you need a bulldozer to take it out. But it's there. And once a person comes on the path of that direction, Hashem already helps and takes him out. That's the uniqueness of what Alter Rebbe is saying over here. When a person sins, they're worse than the animals. But why does Hashem do that to the person? Why does Hashem allow a person, if he loves us, why does he allow us to fall so far down? A parent doesn't allow a child to fall rock bottom and then, you know, say, okay, I'll help you. You try the best that they shouldn't fall to rock bottom. Why does Hashem allow this to happen? Because Hashem looks at the world differently than we do. Hashem says, because when you hit rock bottom, you're going to be able to bounce back much greater than if you didn't hit rock bottom. And that's what Hashem wants after the fact of sinning. Before the fact of sinning, Hashem said, what are you doing? You can't go become worse than an animal. You can't become addicted to your Yetzer Hara and stuff. But once it happens, Hashem says, there's a purpose of it. Because you got to get out. Okay.